guys, Ninja here, and today I am back, and I'm not playing anything. In fact,
he's doing the opposite of playing stuff. He is
reading.
Actively not playing.
I'm reading.
So
I doubt he can read.
What we are doing today is
it's a podcast, Sam. Do you want to start off with that?
It's a podcast, Sam. Yes, it is. Okay, so, off to a flying start. So it's a podcast, we sort of read strange news stories we find, because I think that is the funniest thing on
Earth.
Make
fun of them. Got to remember to make fun of it. It's just not...
Other than David
Texas
running.
Man
that is also
eats
really
burger.
Funny.
Another Texas man eats another burger. You will not believe what happened today, but a Texas man ate a burger. No,
I mean,
we're actually
going
to...
I mean, with extra barbecue sauce, that was horrific. Okay, so...
Oh, God.
I'm gonna
barbecue sauce fest.
I mean, sauce fest is okay. So sauce. I'm gonna start it off. So let's go. Okay. Wow, that was dramatic. Did you like that transition, David?
That transition, I believe, a few of my ear cells are broken from the awesomeness.
Wow. Well, I mean, that was the desired effect. I should probably start timer. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, you probably should.
So this episode is probably... Well, I don't need to tell you how long it is, but we're aiming
this around. Episode is brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
No, it's not. It's brought to you by tap water. Okay, so my story is... British authorities ban man from playing Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On after complaints. So, let me just explain to you a little bit...
Hang on, can you say that again?
British authorities ban man from playing Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On after complaints.
What level of authorities is this? Is this the, like, local Terry from the police? Or have they got, like, MI5 in?
Okay, so I'm going to explain a little bit of background. So there's a bloke, I think his name is Dennis, or Dez.
Dez to his mate.
No, it was Gareth, but, you know, Gareth is always a dodgy name.
Celine Dion's black.
No, she's white.
Dear God, she's old. She's
so
only 46.
He really likes Celine Dion. So throughout the whole afternoon and the early hours of the morning, at that time period, he played Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, Always Love You.
I'm reading through Celine Dion on Wikipedia here. Her husband is he's got to be very rich. She married him when she... Oh, no, she met him when she was 12. I was going to say.
Sugar
yeah,
daddy,
he's 26
sugar
years
daddy.
Older than her. 26 years old.
Sugar daddy alert, guys. Okay, so
he's got the dough.
So not only was he playing Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, I mean, I could understand that. But
I was talking about sugar daddy, yeah.
but he was also playing the Toy Story theme.
Oh, Friend in Me.
Yeah. You got a friend in me. I think
who
it was.
Who the hell was complaining about
and
that?
And also James Brown's Love Machine. And that's
this
really
guy
ironic
sounds like
when
a
you
real
see him, because there's a little video you can watch, which I'll probably put in the show notes, and he's just a fat man with a dog. So
is he like almost that, you know, the video where he's sort of sat in front of his computer and he's like singing and like he's lip syncing to a song and I can't remember what song it is. Oh man, it's really gonna annoy me, and I've got to Google it. And fat guy in front of computer singing.
No, David, that's your webcam. Oh, that's pretty funny. Okay, so originally it was the council that sort of tried to hand things out, so he got like a little notice, but he's too much of a
excuse
bamf.
Me, are you the Celine Dion man? I've got a few words for you.
He's too much of a bamf to let a letter put him off, so he just turned up the music. So afterwards, the police came round and they confiscated his 3D TV, laptop speakers, and PlayStation 3.
Why are they taking away his TV? It's not
so
like he's looking
can't
at Celine
play
Fest.
So he's just there with his dog, but all is not lost, David, because he wasn't.
Can his dog sing?
No, well, yes, but well, that's another story. But he was allowed to keep his iPhone and his MacBook.
Now, I think they might be better at removing, you know, the 3D. I think the police just wanted a 3D TV. But he's like, you know what?
Oh, that'd be nice in station. Right, Des, can you set that one up?
Mate, you've got a donut maker. I think it was making a lot of Celine Dion noise.
Too much noise. My favourite line in this entire report is not only the caption to Celine Dion's sagging breasts.
Now,
but,
how's this man's husband?
It says right at the end, it says the 47-year-old can apply to get his stuff back after 28 days.
28.
It's just such of a long sentence. Okay, so
I bet you if he sort of continues it, Like when the new Celine Dion album comes out, all his apartments. No,
he's just playing that on shuffle.
He's playing shuffle. So he's playing on shuffle. Maybe it'll be something different. Okay, Celine Dion. The background to Celine Dion looking like porno.
I'm sorry.
Don't know why they'd recognise that.
So, yeah. Should
I give a story? Should I give a story?
I just want to discuss this for a short moment. First of all, he was living in Kent as well, in England. This isn't like one of those crazy American stories. He was in Strood, which is pretty much the most English place you could live. Because it's called Strood.
No. I think the most English place you could live is Yorkshire.
Doncaster. Yeah, Doncaster, because I don't like immigrants or anyone that's not white, British, small.
That political correctness, though.
Well, it's more politically correct than UKIP telling Lenny Henry to go back to a black...
I got a UKIP thing through my door. I can just imagine. Because we don't have many black people on our street. But like a UKIP guy sort of slipping a letter in and the door being open. You know when they sort of put something in and the door's open in front of him, that cliche. Just the biggest, blackest man ever. She's like, really cool. Are you the new milkman? He's like, no. Oh, are you a new Tory? No. Oh, well, what are you?
I'm the new UKIP twat.
So says, hello, we're deporting you. But I was born in Britain. Well, where were your parents? Britain.
Slapping his face.
Where are your great-great-great-grandparents? Britain. He's like, well, there's places in the zoo.
Well, I have it on good authority that they were actually Vikings about 13 BC. So,
UKIP were Vikings. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Conspiracy confirmed. This was actually reported in the BBC as well as UPI.
I heard this on the Genuine Radio, this story.
Did you actually hear it on the Genuine Radio?
Yeah.
They play Celine Dion's My Heart... Because that would be the ultimate insult to injury.
I want to hear a follow up on this.
I would like to hear Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
I want Celine Dion to like.
I've done my exams because otherwise I wouldn't be able to concentrate. Because my heart would just be going on as I. Okay, so.
Shall we simply transition? Transition music. Go!
Wow, that was so impressive, my voice.
Oh, that transition music blew me away there.
My voice just broke, it was so good.
Shall I give you a story?
Yeah, post it to Skype.
No, I'm going to read this to you.
Oh, amazing.
So, you know, the Tennessee man that pretends to be kidnapped to get a large sum of money from his mother. The large sum of money was $200, which isn't actually that much.
Well, if you live in Texas, any money is a large amount of money.
Tennessee, Sam, like the first... That's so funny about this.
Sorry, you're going to have to repeat that. Skype broke up right there.
Because, what do I have to repeat, Sam? Making no sense.
What did you just say? Should I just censor it and make it sound like you said something awful?
No, I didn't say something awful.
That was shocking, David. You are a terrible person.
The sheer simplicity of it. Because, own kidnapping, you just went through it. Do you know what he did? He texted his mum, said, my drug dealer kidnapped me. Can you chuck $200 over and he'll let me go? And his mum didn't believe him.
Did he kill his mum?
No. His mum was just like, no. And I was like, okay.
Too swag. I'll come home.
I'll come home then. No. His mum contacted police who basically, what they did is she called him to let him know they'd done the blind drop. And then actually done the blind drop. And she said where it was. And he literally walked out to get it, couldn't find it.
It's like a drug transfer.
Texted her.
With money.
No, texted her saying, Mom, drug dealers can't find it. While the police were just watching him look, they saw a cop and ran. He's now being held for $3,500, significantly more than $200 for you maths bad people out there.
You maths bamps.
Well, no. So... this guy's 25. Bart Simpson did this in, like, season 14. So, you're a bit behind,
man. You've got a lot to live up to. So what did he do wrong? Why has he got a 3,500 fine?
No, he did pretend to be kidnapped and that.
Oh, you know? So he could get a £200 ransom?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, it wasn't even a day.
I'm sorry, but actually have to commend him on that, because that's an ingenious plan that could never have gone wrong.
His mum didn't believe him, though. That was the best part.
She's like, son, get your ass back to my house.
Terry, I'm doing macaroni tonight. Oh, well, the kidnappers let me go, Mum. But he wants to make some macaroni.
Big mac and cheese. Okay, right.
I really love macaroni.
It's not just macaroni.
No, he not also loves his kidneys.
Nothing. Oh!
You know, should we do two stories, one section? No need for transition music here. This story is related.
Well,
so I'm
because it's my story next.
No, this story is related.
Oh, if you really must. On
the topic of being stupid with money, the New Jersey cardiologist racks up $135,000 bill during 4 trips to a strip club, but claims he was drugged during each visit. He then returns 3 more times.
Was he drugged at the visit, or was he drugged before he went and thought of this idea?
Yeah, probably.
Probably both.
Just to remind you, this is a man who will be operating on your heart. He's just sort of sat there. Wow.
I'm down for that.
Got worse tits than Last Stripper. This news article takes every opportunity to sort of cram pictures of the strippers in.
You can send that to me later.
Ad Yornan racked up quite a tab using a credit card he shares with Papa. His father, also a cardiologist, says the bill was on their joint credit. Who has a joint credit card their father at age 41?
People that are age 41 and still living in the same house as their father.
Yeah, well, but I reckon they sort of have a bit of heart operation banter, because his father's a cardiologist as well.
Wow.
It's like, oh my, Terry, come over here, you won't believe it. The amount of cholesterol in this one.
Oh, son, you're so great. Oh, it cracks me up every time.
I reckon if like he has heart issues, he gets his son to operate on him, or he operates on himself.
Do you think they play Surgeon Sim, but actually play it seriously and actually do a proper transplant?
Jesus Christ! Everyone knows you use the drinks bottle before you use the bone saw. Jesus Christ!
I hate it when people use the end of the rotor saw drill to go through the ribs, when obviously you're supposed to smash it into their face.
I reckon they just surgeon sim in real life. It's called being a surgeon.
And it's just, like, you flipping him off.
No. It's in his okay. He's like, okay, Timmy. I'm going to be operating on you today.
But you sound like a paedophile.
Due to budget cuts, we're going to need to get some internet hits on this video. So if you can see the cameras there, and here's the train.
Is this starting to sound like a fake taxi video?
Also, due to budget cuts, anesthetic, can't really afford it.
Is he strangling a cat now? Is he continuing the profession of cat burglar / manslaughterer?
Chainsaw, goddammit.
Wow. Is the modern era. Why not use a chainsaw when committing heinous crimes?
I'm going to take this opportunity to read out some real news, because I think you might find this useful. The Star Wars 7 cast has been announced. So yeah, we're going to do some real noise. No, this film's going to be a joke, so it counts as joke news.
Lord!
If the website's actually going to load!
Drink time!
Okay, actors. John Boyega.
Who is he?
Daisy Ridley. Adam Driver.
Who is he?
Oscar Isaac.
Who is he?
Andy Serkis.
Who is he?
Domhnall Gleeson.
Who is he?
And Max von Sydow will join Harrison Ford.
I know who he is.
Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker. J.J. Abrams is directing.
Big J. Abrams.
Hey, two things I'm very glad about. First of all, Kenny Baker's in it.
Everything is better when you've got a midget, let's be honest.
Adam Sandler's name, not in that list.
I'll tell you what would be better if we had a midget. This podcast. James, get your ass over here.
Hey! Anyway, transition music, go!
Bam! Wow, that was extreme.
Extreme.
Nice! Okay, so the final news story of the day was a cracker, and I genuinely laughed while watching this. Need for Speed. Man commits his life to collecting every VHS copy of Speed in the world. And no, this isn't just people taking Speed. It's the film starring Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Wasn't that a really bad one?
Yeah, probably. So his name is Ryan Bites. And he's from Idaho,
sounds like
America.
The kind of guy who's going to be collecting every single copy of Speed.
And he currently has 550 tapes. So you know, you've got to start somewhere.
How many are there?
A lot, about 2,500.
Everyone listening to us goes out, buys one, and sells it to him for a lot of money.
I know. I mean, to be honest, I think like apparently there was estimated around 2,500 copies, or I don't know. But so he says it really annoys him because on Amazon, shipping costs $4 when the actual product costs a penny. Quote,
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's
unfair. I'm being discriminated against. Oh my god.
His obsession started when he bought 6 copies of the film at a pawn shop in 2006.
Wait, hang on.
Raced out of control since then. Raced out of control. The to his limits. Whatever the fits. I don't care what the film is, but it's too much.
Why do they have it at a pawn shop? Now, you may call me old-fashioned, but in my pawn shops, there tends to be porn. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Am I forgiven, Sam? Am I praised by the waters of Jesus?
Being a good Christian, I will forgive you for every one of your sins.
Oh, cool.
Other than reading and liking Hitler's biography. Also, he's got a Kickstarter campaign, which you can pledge.
Oh my god, and send me his Kickstarter.
And he has, and he does have $1,353. Of the $2,500 goal, and that will be used to mod his van to make it look like the van out of Speed.
Sam, send me this Kickstarter. What are you waiting for?
I mean, I've already pledged
$1,500. I'm in the Skype chat, Sam. Send the goddamn Kickstarter. God damn it!
Kickstarter will be in the show.
It's really that hard. Just Sam, he wants to send Kickstarter, but the Kickstarter's on the internet. He's a real person. Go on, Sam. You can do it. You're the best.
Around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. What was the question?
Send that Kickstarter. Update everyone. He has not sent the Kickstarter yet. That is all going strong in number one. He's going to send the Kickstarter any second now. Any second now. Update. Still no sending of a Kickstarter.
Okay, there is 1,453 backers and 442 days to go. And I'm going to share it on Facebook.
Send the Kickstarter.
Where?
Anyway, send the Kickstarter. Right, I'm just gonna type it. Kickstarter Speed.
I'll send you the link. I'll post it on Facebook. Check your Facebook.
Oh, for God's sake! It's a lot more convenient for you to just, you know, sort of, you know, send over that Skype chat we got. You know what that is?
No. Lol. Give this man your money.
Oh, I'm throwing it at him.
I'm throwing it at my computer screen.
I literally have a £5 note I have
utterly loaded.
I'm not even kidding. £5 note, it is on my screen, it is
Okay.
It's a video, god
damn
it.
One bamf.
I've got it.
His largest sort of one that he's managed to get in one go, he's bought 30 at once.
$5, guys. Personalised note. Plus $15 delivery. Trying to think. For $100, you get a t-shirt. Oh, snap. For $500, you get a snippet of this man's hair.
You get a snippet of the man's hair. What's even better is he has some... Oh,
my God, Sam. For $1,000, you can stay in his house for a week.
That is the scariest thing. To do that, he's like,
it's a documentary.
He's got do you want to know the biggest one? If you pledge 10,000, he'll let you ride along during the to be announced WSP US collection tour, including attempt to procure a photo with Mr. Reeves in the project. Who would pay £10,000 for that?
Oh my god. And what's the highest anyone's pledged? 4 people have pledged over $100.
Why would you do that? These people have too much money.
He only wants $2,500. Wow.
I mean, he's got to elongate his van. He's got to make it look like a bus as opposed to a van. He currently has literally one of those sort of Mark III campers with a...
And a really creepy face as well.
Yeah, he's got like these glasses that you only see like these old-fashioned time travellers wearing that sort of stick out like aviator glasses.
Anyway,
it's ridiculous.
Now it's transition.
What? I didn't hear that.
We're going to transition, so give me a 3, give me a 2, give me a 16. I don't know.
Can't count!
Anyway, transition, go!
We'd already done the transition. Whoa, too slow. So,
too transition for me. And,
I think, actually...
Allow me to read, Sam. Allow me to read. You might want to cut here. I don't know what will work better. But
minimal editing.
A number of things here, and I will be giving some honourable mentions. But the one I will be reading is if I can find it.
I can't get over this Kickstarter.
I've got a lot of tabs open. Not the child.
Oh, the video on the Kickstarter is something else, David.
And the woman has been charged after a case of dodgeball rage. Now I know what you're thinking. Dodgeball rage, that's something they play in like middle schools, and you know, middle schools, I'm using an American phrase because that's the example it gives. But a 27-year-old woman, I can't pronounce her, a 27-year-old Milwaukee woman faces criminal charges after having hit in the face while playing dodgeball, but she told them it was a big misunderstanding. So
she hit someone in the face, or someone got hit in the face?
No, she got hit in the face, so she grabs the 12-year-old kid. And she yells at him. She yells at all the other kids. So she sort of grabs this kid. Basically says, kids, yell at him in the face. Him in the face.
So
bullying.
Teacher.
Bullying. Now this woman is now currently campaigning for all dodgeball to be destroyed, I believe. No. She's just, you know, her kid was having a birthday party. Kid got hit by a dodgeball, got out of the game. Then she got hit by a dodgeball. Because let's face it, she's a big target. She really is.
Is she your traditional American?
She's the Honey Boo Boo mother.
She is a Honey Boo Boo mother.
Someone just sort of... She's got no criminal record, but for dodgeball-related crime, she will be appearing in court next month.
Dodgeball-related crime.
Could be facing up to 90 days in jail for just sort of grabbing a kid. You know, sort of saying... Meh! Now, here's what she claims actually happened. She grabbed a kid and said, how would you like it if someone hit you in the face?
So did she grab them by the scruff of their neck, hold them up against the wall, then do like an Alabama slam?
No, she didn't grab him by the scruff of his neck. She grabbed him by his shoulders, I believe, and sort of lifted with their arm.
How do you grab someone by their shoulder and then lift them up without dislocating their shoulder?
12-year-old kids, you know, the little 12-year-old little skinny one. Peter, I suppose he's the same, but it's Peter, angry with Michelle Obama after White House Easter eggs. This is, of course, the story that Michelle Obama used wrong Easter eggs. Now, then, Peter is not happy. North Korea protests to
Peter
UK.
Peter is never happy. Is this the same news story?
No. Yes, no, it's not a part. North Korea has written an official letter of complaint to Britain after a London hairstyle implies Kim Jong-un has a bad hairstyle. I'm giving some honourable mentions. Already spoken about the cardiologist. The Georgia child molester starts talking to a 15-year-old girl online. Turns out it's a sting agent. Decides to meet her anyway after finding out. Teen had loaded revolver in her vagina.
Classic.
Killed in courtroom for wielding a pen in a threatening manner. R.I.P. in peace. Drunk dad accused of having 13-year-old kid drive home.
Okay, so, can I get some?
I'm going here. Swiss performance artist Mila gives birth to a painting using her vagina. There's the one with dodgeball rage. NC girl kicked out of prom for wearing pants. This is the American pants, of course. I was quite disgusted when I read this.
Yes.
Providence police, man uses potato as weapon in robberies. Those have been your honourable mentions.
I've got honourable mentions too. Okay, so there is the world's first beekeeping donkey gets his own suit in Brazil.
Oh, thank God, I was worried there.
World's fattest woman wants to shed 20 stones so she can walk up the aisle and get married to David. Naked female judge who exercises in stun-made news and harasses is allowed to return to work. Japanese teenager brushes teeth with real automatic gun in bizarre daredevil stunt. courthouse twerking ends in Beaverton drug arrests.
He's on a gun and just sort of go with it.
Yeah, he sort of puts it in with the bit where it should rotate and stuff, and he's like super Japanese. Man arrested after selling counterfeit DVDs in front of a county courthouse. And finally, Phoenix police arrest self-admitted kitten killer.
Oh, I saw that.
I did the high note. So that's all for this episode. If you like it, I don't know where I'm going to put it. Probably on YouTube and probably on not iTunes because I don't know how. But if you do like it, say you like it somehow.
If you want to send your news stories to Sam, send them to Sam through his YouTube. If you want to send them to me, send them to my YouTube or LeVoidCrew, LeVoidCrew at gmail.com.
Yeah, if you find any news stories, just send them to me through my YouTube box and I will read them.
Yeah, who'd rather read them? I read all emails. Thank you very much for watching. I've been David. You've been awesome.
I've been even awesomer. Goodbye.
Good luck with that. Anyway, yeah, goodbye.
Two swag bants.